Hi, this is Florence Carmella and James Patrick of the Forum Celebrity Podcast, and we have more true crime updates for you on the Sean P. Diddy Combs investigation.
Now, what we want to talk about first is there is so much, the internet's been taken over by this story, and there's so much great information, and there's so much misinformation, so we wanted to kind of clear up some things and give you kind of what we found out through research. Again, we don't have any bias. We like facts. So, Florence, what's kind of the things that are being said on the internet? TikTok, YouTube, all of that.
Yes. Well, last week, the big thing was that Jay-Z would be the next one to go down after Diddy, that Beyonce was already planning on divorcing him. They were living separate lives. She has the kids. He's off on his own. And he was basically preparing to be going in, you know, by September. Now, this week, it is drastically changed. And now they're saying online that Jay-Z was the one who set up Diddy and that he's not worried at all because he's a Fed. That's what they're saying. Now, this is all alleged because nobody knows the truth, but that he doesn't have anything to worry about now because he's the one who set up Diddy. That's the big story.
Well, we talked about it before. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't either.
I think now everybody's a Fed. So, Mr. Rogers was a Fed. So now I think that the TikTok, the problem is you have young people and they mean well, but TikTok is a very toxic place. And it's the place of no accountability. People will say things and they have no receipts for what they have. People did a story and it made me mad because all these fluff pieces by national media in regards to Puff's relationships. Even after Kim Porter's gone, he's still giving love letters online, all that. Are you kidding me? So people, shame on you. I know celebrities are your business, but ridiculous. The one that really kind of blew me away too was that every time he dates someone, be it Missa, I think her name was Missa Hilton and Sarah Chapman, all these, he's not dating them. They're friends, but he always has kids with them. And it cracks me up. And he's always overlapping relationships. Why are all these people dying around Diddy? And the one thing we're going to get into as well, if Diddy has parts in these people's deaths, isn't that what a serial killer does? I mean, is he a serial killer? I mean, this is, why are all these people dying? And this is what just cracks me up is that no one's really, you know, this is to us, we like true crime because it's interesting. I don't get off on people being killed, but it is very interesting. I did a year of law. I was thinking of being a lawyer, but it's too dang boring. But look at all these relationships he was in. Lori Harvey, who was Steve Harvey's daughter, wasn't dating her. That young Miami, she's dating Diddy, but they're not together. She's single. I mean, come on. The things that these guys do and the weirdness that they... Why is Diddy... It seemed like the only one he wanted to claim was Jennifer Lopez. But it's just absolute ridiculous. Gene Deal said this, and I never thought about it. We were talking about the Bronfmans. We thought maybe they were protecting Diddy from the feds. This makes perfect sense. Diddy bit the hand that fed him. And the one that he did was the Diageos. The Diageos were the ones that hired him to do Ciroc and De Leon, the tequila and the vodka. Well, he did a lawsuit against them saying they were racist. They didn't market him properly. It's their fault. He really went just ridiculous. And underground, what people are saying is that the Diageo is extremely connected. I mean, hardcore connected to the government. They're hardcore connected to corporations. Obviously, they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They are extremely powerful. Isn't it funny that after they settled with Diddy, all of these things started coming to light late last year? Not a coincidence. And I think Gene touched it right on the thing. He said, I'm not going to say anything, but you don't bite the hand that feeds you. And he said the company that he did the vodka with, he screwed them. You don't sue people like that. And he did. And I think they were the ones protecting Diddy if he was a Fed. Now, Gene Deal, I like proof. I don't like, oh, he's a Fed. Well, I'm a Fed. I mean, you know, come on. Everybody's a Fed. So, but Gene Deal said one time that they had driven Puffy somewhere and the address was the FBI office in New York, I believe it was. One of the FBI offices. And Gene flat out said his connection was a Washington, D.C. FBI agent. They're not the ones that were involved with the arrest. So here we got him involved. And he said once his protection is gone, P. Diddy just kind of blew off, keep connecting with them and keep talking with them. And that is what really led to all of this stuff. Because why all of a sudden he's doing this for years? If you remember in 2003, he was accused of SA. We want to keep it clean. He was accused of SA. And I didn't like Diddy in the 90s. There was something creepy about it. Everybody's, oh, Diddy. He was creepy. And it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, whatever. But he was acting like a big gangster. And he did not seem like he could beat up anybody. Unfortunately, he beat up most of the women that he was with, but that's another story. Some have asked also, how can you trust Gene Deal? Why didn't he do something or say something? What did Suge Knight tell national TV audience when he was interviewed about the Tupac murder? And they said, if you saw Tupac's murderer, would you tell the police? He said, absolutely not. These are the streets. You don't tell anybody anything. That's how you end up dead. And he said, that's, you take care of it yourself. It's street justice. And that's exactly what he said. There's also rumors, and I haven't gotten a chance to check it out, that Gene Deal, because all these rich, Trump, Diddy, all these people, what did they do? NDAs. Look at Vince McMahon, all those NDAs. And NDAs, people think, oh, big deal, NDA. NDA is extremely powerful. I've had to sign them for business. And if you break those, you're in big trouble. You will get sued. You will lose. So NDAs are a big deal. But what happens, a lot of these rich people, they won't pay off the entire debt like Vince McMahon didn't, and they won't do certain things. Trump has amnesia over it, but you have these people that they'll do something against it, or they'll commit crimes or something like that. Then they can go against the NDAs, but NDAs are powerful. One rapper, and I can't remember his name, he said that Gene's NDA ended in 2016. I'm going to double check on that in the next podcast. We'll talk about it. So that's a lot. So the Diageo thing, huge thing. That to me is another thing is that people are really coming down on Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is in a scandal of her own. Kyle Marissa Roth was an influencer on TikTok. She ended up dying of cancer, I believe, at a very young age. She had a popular site and she really was on J-Lo for a lot of things. J-Lo, supposedly bots were attacking her account. And TikTok is as toxic as a landfill. If you influencers fight all the time, they have their accounts blocked all the time. And that's what happened to her. If you have 100 or 1,000 people of your crowd or your followers go attack someone else, then they'll do the same to you. And TikTok doesn't check. They just will cancel your account and you have to start over. That's what happened to her. Supposedly she couldn't afford her treatment and she passed away at a young age. And they blame Jennifer Lopez for this, for her pettiness. Now, something happened to Jennifer Lopez when she did Selena. She was a sweetheart. She worked hard, everything. She just thought, I am a huge deal. And that her arrogance, her, you know, and I'm so sick of her fans telling me, no, she did not sing in the movie Selena. Auto-tune does great things. Jennifer's charismatic. She's a great singer. She's a beautiful woman, but please stop it. So this is the the music of today is about celebrity. It's not about great talent. They all lip, almost all of them lip sync. Now, the one thing about the lawsuit against his son, Diddy sung it. Now, the lawyer for Little Rod is getting blasted. They say he's really unprofessional, and he is, kind of. He will be very salacious in the court documents. Anyone that's done these court documents, they're very professional, very to the point. He's not that way. He will be salacious. He will cut them down. It was the funniest thing. One of the lawyer sites said this was the most unprofessional, funniest lawsuit I've ever read. And in it, when it talks about Diddy's son, it says his son, a limited talent, auto-tuned, mildly talented rapper. I mean, it just literally destroyed him. Like, you know, nepotism is alive and well. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. Now, isn't it funny when you look at that one, what is it called? Uptown Records. All of them that are affiliated with it died at young ages. And I'll be sure almost died. The only one that would have been left was Diddy. Now, when you have all these people dying around you at young ages of heart attacks and all this other stuff, Kim Porter supposedly talked to Storm Monroe, I believe it is. He's kind of an influencer, and he's kind of like a friend of Jaguar, right? And he said that when he was doing something with Kim, Diddy called him, one of his associates called and said, I will have you with Diddy within the hour if you call back. He said, we'll get you anytime. We'll do an interview. We'll do all that. And he said, no way. Supposedly, Kim Porter had talked to him the night before she passed away. Now, Jaguar Wright said all of the people from the Uptown Records were writing books. And a lot of them probably would have made a lot of money, including Kim Porter. And all these people are ending up dead. And it just blows me away that everywhere this guy goes, he's dying, but he's untouchable. I think Diddy, and I'm telling you, I think this thing with Diageo is bigger than people are saying. No one's talking about it. I think Diddy's free game. He's done, and he's going to go down. The feds are going to make sure, because he does have great lawyers, the best money can buy and best money can buy. OJ got away with it. I mean, let's face it. You got jurors. OJ's jurors have admitted we did this in response to the Rodney King beating. This was in response to it. Can you imagine going in a juror and being a Goldman family member and you're like, okay, we got to pay for this because of some dirty cops? I mean, this ain't justice. This is America. I mean, come on. It's craziness. We got to go back to what's right and what's wrong, not who is who and what color they are and whatever. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Kimora Lee, very interesting character. She was Russell Simmons' wife, and she has a bunch of dirt on Diddy. Supposedly, she's also coming out. She was a best friend, great friend of Kim Porter. She was actually there when Kim Porter died in the morning when the police came up and Diddy was crying and upset. She was the one that was there that they greeted and talked to. She said when she was pregnant, Diddy threatened her, I don't know if it was her life, but she said threatened physically. She said that it was really, that she knew all the things that they were doing. She got sick of Russell Simmons' nonsense and all the things that they were doing, all the relationships, all the craziness. And that's what Gene Deal said. He goes, here he is, P. Diddy, one of the most insecure men on earth, beating up these women, controlling them. Gene said he's doing every guy and girl in town, and he doesn't want her. He's killing boyfriends, you know, allegedly. He won't let her out of that. He threatens them. You better not date anyone else. I'm going to blow up cars. I'm going to do that. I mean, this is a sick individual that's out there doing all these things. If they're all true, it's ridiculous. So This is, I'm telling you, it's just crazy what this guy's getting away with. And the lawyer of, some of you have said, Tyrone Blackburn, he is a trip. he's got a horrible reputation. He has already written to the judge. He told them, stop complaining about me. Stop telling me I'm doing salacious things in these complaints. Why don't you stop doing salacious things and I won't put them in the complaint? So he went and straight up to the judge and said, chilled all this talk. I'm coming at them with both barrels and whatever happens, happens. Gene Deal said Diddy went to Turkish baths 2 to 3 times a week. And I had to be honest with you, I really didn't know what people
Turkish, did. Like massage parlors, the baths.
I guess. Yeah. It's not my. And hey, man, whatever floats your boat, whatever. What I don't like is the underage kids and the girls, and then also all of the situations. And some will say, well, why did we got two really nasty messages. You're an idiot defending these rappers. They could have said no to Diddy. No, you can't. This guy's drugging everybody. Now, I did, when I was in sleep disorder school back east in the medical field, you guys are going, what? You're learning to sleep? No, we're sleeping disorders. So anyway, one of the drugs was GHB. And we were testing it for a treatment for narcolepsy. And it was shocking, some of these drugs, what it did to your mind. You couldn't remember a thing. It was just, you'd wake up like you were just drunk for days. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the side effects. You go there, here's exactly what they did. They went there. You got drugged. They did things for you. You were out of it. You were unconscious sometimes. They would show you pictures. Okay, you sign with us. You do whatever we said, or this or going to the public. What are you going to do? Do you want your mom and dad seeing that? Do you want your family seeing that? Your nieces and nephews? And, oh, look what a perv I am. I'm on party. You know, and that's the thing. That's how they got him. And once they do, they keep using you. Usher, there's rumors now that Justin Bieber was passed around to a whole lot of people. And that thing with Odell Beckham, that was sick. That video, he wasn't looking for gum. I mean, on the ground. I'm sorry. If he is involved with all these killings, that's a serial killer. I mean, that's how sick this is. Psychopath, narcissism, allegedly, but geez, that, yeah. Florence, this is above what even we thought.
Yeah, this is everything that you just said. It's murder, serial killings. And think about this. We've seen some of the videos online. We've seen the Justin Bieber, the Usher. We've seen Meek Mill, all that audio, video. And again, allegedly, we don't know the truth. But could you imagine? I mean, if those are the videos that are online, could you imagine the videos that they have on these people that they can't show to anyone? And like James said, you know, you're drugged. You don't know what's going on. In some cases, you may be passed out cold. And there's video of whatever is happening to you. And this, you know, this is what they use to hold over you. So yeah, I mean, some people did say, you know, why are you defending these guys? Well, you don't know what they were holding over them. You don't know what they were using against them to get them to shut up and to not spill the beans and not tell people. So yeah, it's very sad. These updates, you know, I love true crime, but it's hard sometimes when you think of what has happened to these women, you know, what has happened to these people. It is heartbreaking.
Like I said, we'll try, we'll see what goes on, but thanks for sticking with us. Hit the like button, hit the share,
subscribe
and give us your comments, because your comments are epic. Your comments are thumbs up. It's just great amazing. Support. You guys are great people and you guys got good comments. So any other ways to steer us, let us know. We're not proud. We're trying to get every tiny bit of, we don't have insiders. So we're trying to get, we're contacting people. We're trying to get everything we can get. We're going to have all the links in our post below, and we always have our receipts and where we got it and things like that. So you guys will know. So take care. Have a great week. Stay away from Diddy.
Bye.